The Holy Gospel today comes from the 9th chapter of Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink, because you bear the name of Christ, will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. Everybody look at the front of the bulletin, if you don't mind. Here's the theme. Have peace one with another. Let's say that together. Have peace one with another. Let's say it one more time. Have peace one with another. You know, sometimes these first lessons are connected to the gospel lesson. So Jesus could have easily have said in the beginning of this text what Moses said. "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons." And Jesus could have said, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." You know, that's a direct kind of connective tissue of the first reading with the second reading. That's how when the people put the readings together, they tried to do that, to see what might Jesus have been thinking about. He was probably thinking about this story when he said, "Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward." You bear the name of Christ. In my name, you bear the name of Christ. That's the central to what it means for this phrase on the front of the bulletin. Have peace one another. There's that song we sung. I think we just sang it last week. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome, except... You don't know this is verse 6 of this one. Except, now you can fill in the blank. In the first service, I tried to offend everyone. I decided maybe that wasn't wise in the second service. So I'm not going to try and offend everyone. But think of your favorite person that you hate, love to hate. So for some people, I'll just give a couple examples. It might be a president. Maybe a current president or a past president. Or it might be someone alive, or it might be someone who's dead. That sibling of yours, or that uncle, or that grandma, or the family member of your choice. We have all these people in our lives that we're not at peace with. I mean, if you don't right now, good for you. Then just keep saying that mantra. Have peace one with the other. And especially in these times of Supreme Court nominations and the heaviness that seems to be in our country, it feels pretty extremely polarized. I don't know if you feel that or not. That's what a lot of people tell me. It's a tension. There's a tension. And Jesus says the solution to that is have peace one with another. But it's hard to do. A lot of times. And it involves things that are super hard to do. Always. Because we tend to, and this is in the Gospel of Mark, what Jesus was all about, we tend to focus on the other. We weaponize the difference of the other. If there's a difference between you and me, I can go from difference and dislike to fear. I can move from frustration of that person to hate. I can move from assuming things about that person to blame. I can move from imperfection to cruelty. It can happen that fast. And we get caught up in it, and we don't even know what we're doing necessarily, because it's part of who we are. We tend to slip away from the things from above. And that's what Jesus battles in this gospel specifically. Demons. That's demons. In many stories, he's confronting demons and they're saying, "Hey, Jesus, we know who you are. What have you come to do?" And he's come to cut them out, like this text said. That's how serious this is. Demonization. That's what happened in the first century. If someone was sick, demon. If someone was thinking in a different way, clearly a demon. Demonization. Now for us, we call it dehumanizing someone. We make someone less than. And again, it's easy to do, especially if that person is different. Some would call that sin. It's something we tend to lean into. The fear, and it moves to hate and blame and cruelty. Well, I was thinking about all this, and man, this is heavy stuff. I need a word from the Lord, God, is what I said to myself. And, I wasn't having the best of a week, and I was tired, and things were going on in my life, and I was feeling I did not have a lot of self-worth. So my answer always for that is to go to a used bookstore. That's a great thing for me. That's a personal balm in Gilead for me. I can just go to a used bookstore. I don't need to get a book. If there's one there that comes my way, that falls into my attention, that's great. But so I went to the Half Price outlet, and they had a big religion section right outside, so they were only $1 each. And so I got about 10 of them, and it was nice. It was just beautiful. Only 10. It's a small stack for Eric. Again, look in my office. But as I'm going out, here comes this gentleman. He comes out of this newer Jeep and dressed very nicely and shows me his license and his veteran disabled card. And he asked me, just kind of jokingly, "Hey, I need some help. Can you give me $150,000? It's like, "Nope, I don't have that." And he said, "Well, how about 50 cents? And I said, I really don't. I don't have it. And he said, "Oh, well, what? It looks like you went to the library. What'd you get there?" And he started looking, and it said Bible and church. I mean, they were all theology books. They just happened to be. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, okay. Well, now I like all that." And so I had a 45-minute conversation. It was not a conversation. I had a 45-minute encounter with this prophet named Roy. And he proceeded to tell me the story, because he loves to tell the story, and he did. I mean, he sang it, he told it, and he's a poet. And he told me these poems in verse, and he did three of them. I mean, I just was thinking, we need to record these. Terry needs to put these into song. When is this going to happen? Because it was God spoke to me through this person in a way that it was amazing, this gift. And I don't remember any of the poetry other than this line. He said, "Forgiveness, peace, truth, and love. These are the things Jesus taught and are from above." Forgiveness, peace, truth, and love. These are the things Jesus taught and are from above. Now, you can think about whatever you want about heaven and hell, but Scripture uses that directionality contextually, and we can use it as well. The things from above are the things that you want to be above the things that aren't. So when you have fear, you want to speak the truth so that the fear goes away and you know what's real. When you have hate, you want love. When you have blame, you want forgiveness. And when you have cruelty, you want peace. Have peace one with another. That's what my prophet Roy reminded me of. That all of the things that Jesus was about, all the things that we can, should be, and will be about, are those things from above? And in this particular case, Jesus is focusing on peace, one with the other. So how do you do that? Because it might be one thing to be at peace with a current president because you can always vote that person out, well, in theory. And, you know, another person comes in that you like. So, oh, that's pretty easy. But another song that I thought about when I first got a record player, I had four. The first four records I had was Earth, Wind & Fire album, my favorite musical group of all time. Judge me if you want, but they're not bad. And then the Blood, Sweat & Tears was the next album. Also a great group. And then the third album was a Halloween sound effects album. Because, you know, I still have some sound effects things. I just think they're funny. But the fourth one was the best of Spike Jones. Now, how many of you know who Spike Jones is? I mean, you know, usually if you're a little older, probably older than me, you might know who that is. And so he was a entertainer, a musician who would take oldie songs and revamp them and make funny noises. But there was a lyric that just kept coming through my mind and it does frequently when there's tension. And the lyric is, this is the song. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a nasty word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. Now, you know, when he sings it, it's funny, but I mean, those lyrics are prophetic. I mean, like, wow, what's going on, Spike? You know, what are you? And that's what happens when there's tension in the context of the world. There was in this first century. And that's what these followers of Jesus in Mark's gospel are saying. Hey, those guys are doing some stuff over there, but they're not really with us, you know, because they're not in. And Jesus is saying, they're doing things in my name. They're putting on Christ. They're in. Anyone who does that is in. But the polarization, the demonization, it seeps into our church as well. A place where you think, oh, well, churches don't have those things. We would never fear or hate or blame or be cruel to anybody in the church because we love each other. But the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all, Spike is right. It happens even here. So have peace one with another. How does that work, Pastor Eric? How does that work, Jesus? Have peace one with another. Well, there's a system Jesus put in place. We don't always do this, but in certain seasons of the time, and maybe we should just do confession from now on every time we gather together. There's a place in our life together where we have confession, usually at the beginning of the sermon. I confess my sins. It didn't go so well. You know, and however we do it, and then Beth or I will give a blessing. Your sins are forgiven. And it's not because Beth and I have amazing forgiveness authority. It's because we've been called to offer that, to offer Jesus, because Jesus is the forgiveness of sin. Jesus is the forgiveness of sin. And that's what we offer you when we say your sins are forgiven. Now, we have this system right here, this beautiful wet system as a reminder. We are clothed in Christ. We are new creations. This baptism is for the forgiveness of sins. It's right in the beginning of the gospel. John the Baptist says, I'm going to baptize you, but this guy is going to have the Spirit. And with the Spirit of Jesus and the simpleness of this water, your sins are forgiven. And when you know that and receive that, you can have peace with yourself, and then you can work on peace with another. So there's not only the confession and the baptism, there's this thing right here, this thing we always do every time we gather. Beth and I believe this is what we should be doing every time we gather, remembering. And what are we remembering? We're remembering Jesus, who is the forgiveness of sin. And when we take the bread, that is the body of Jesus. And we then become the body of Jesus. Myself, individually, and us together, the body of Jesus. And when we drink of the cup of the wine, we take the blood of Jesus and it becomes our blood. And you can't, without a body and blood pulsing, you cannot say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If you don't have it, you can't give it. That's what this meal is about. That's the significance, the power of this meal. It's amazing. And it's a simple thing that has profound consequences on what it means to be at peace with one another. It's not a bad system. I kind of like it. I think you all like it, or maybe you wouldn't be here all the time, because it's a good thing. And if you've forgotten what this stuff is all about, dig deep. Go into it. Get wet. Take a deep drink. Take a big piece of bread and be the body. Because when that happens, peace can happen. And here's why. Because this word for peace means not fighting. Now, it doesn't mean we might not disagree, because I know there's some people who might have different thoughts than me here. Well, I know that's true, starting with Pastor Beth. And continuing with my children for 50 days, we all have different thoughts. I just learned that on the sabbatical. We all have different thoughts. And you can't go forward as a family without dealing with that and reconciling and forgiving, which is why reconciling is my word. But with peace, the issue is not win or lose. You know, when we went to Europe, we traveled all over. We traveled from the UK to France to Germany to Austria to Italy. Now, if someone didn't know that those were separate countries, you wouldn't know. You would think it'd be like here, just another state. You know, maybe you cross a border and notice it, but that's it. Now, in my time, in my own time, when I was 16 the last time in Europe, it mattered where you went. I couldn't go to East Berlin, which I went to visit a friend in West Berlin. There was a wall there. Well, that wall is gone. People remember things. People change. That country changes. Those borders are not so bordery anymore. They figured out how to live together, even with differences. So peace is not about winning or losing. Who are the winners? Who are the losers? I learned from chess that another way to think about chess is to say you either win or you learn. You win or you learn. And I think that gets closer to what Jesus was talking about. That, oh, this didn't go well. You know, I should have put this piece there and that. I'm going to remember that. Or not. But you keep trying. I believe what Jesus was talking at was there's conflict. And then you learn. And you remember. And you got to remember that. Because that's when conflict happens again. When you forget that we can live together with our differences. And that's why when you come here, when we have communion, that's part of what we need to remember. This communion reminds us that have peace one with the other. You can do it. We can do it. I can do it. All of us can do it. And when we do, and when we model it, the world gets changed because they see something that you don't always see, because most people are thinking about the things I talked about earlier, the tendencies we have. It's easy to forget about forgiveness. So I have two propositions for you. One is I'd like you to take a coin for your own self. or, and, you know, if someone's not here and you'd like to take a coin with them, and that's my, and I'm always throwing Beth into this, I'm probably throwing her under the bus in this, but that's okay, that take a coin, and maybe there's something you want to learn, or that we can learn together. Or look at my office and maybe there's a book like, oh, I'd really like to learn about that. And there's four of us who'd like to learn about it. Let's do that. I love reading, learning, and especially learning with others. I would love to do that. Or if we need to work on some forgiveness, reconciliation, take that coin and bring it to me or to Pastor Beth, if that's something that you need with us. Or take the coin if you need with somebody else, whether it's someone who's in this church or not. The coins are meant as a token for us to continue to grow and to continue to remember that to have peace one with another, the central theme, because this is who Jesus is forgiveness. Forgiveness of sins for everyone. All of those people I asked you to think about earlier, in the end, and on my sabbatical, I was able to, my handful of people that are not my favorite people, I am able to say fully and confidently, I can be here with them at the Lord's table. That's the goal for all of us, no matter the differences, to be able to gather around and remember that, the forgiveness of sins. That's the gospel. That's the truth for the world. That's love for the world. Mercy and grace.